Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
God's Word is a light to the dark path, living water for the thirsty soul, strength to the weary, salvation and hope to the lost, healing to the sick. Listen to Dr. Kojo Boateng Bempah as he gives clear and straightforward answers to the Word of God, refreshing your soul with impactful teachings of the Bible. Dr. Kojo Bempah is the senior pastor and visionary of Holy Hill Chapel Assemblies of God, an anointed, energetic, and practical teacher, passionate about winning the lost for Christ through God's Word. You're welcome to today's message. Listen and be blessed.
Pray without ceasing for supernatural manifestation. We walk in the supernatural with excitement. Let's put our hands together and celebrate the Lord Jesus, who is the owner and the builder of the church. We also want to salute and honor God's servant, our Father, the prophet of God, through whom God is doing amazing things in our lives. Tonight, we have come to give God thanks again for all that He's been doing in our lives. And I'm glad to bring to you these powerful documented testimonies from our brothers and sisters. First of all, from Sister Abigail, a testimony about supernatural deliverance from fire outbreak. She says, on the 25th of January 2025, I left home to follow up on a job opportunity just after our 21 days fasting and prayers. A few hours later, I returned home to a terrifying sight. And what was that? She says, before leaving, I was certain I had turned off my gas cylinder. Yet when I got home, I found it in a huge flame, growing taller and taller. Above the cylinder, I had a small line where I hung some clothes, and they were already burning from the flames. In fact, I was so scared and confused about what could have happened because I remember turning the gas off before I left. I want to thank God for saving me from what could have been a major disaster. Let your clap show you really appreciate what God has done. With the help of the Holy Spirit, I was able to bring the cylinder outside and put out the fire. Jesus is indeed Lord, and I give Him all the glory for His divine protection. Somebody shout glory to the name of Jesus. The next testimony is from Sister Yah, divine healing through the mantle. He says, on the night of the mantle service on Sunday, the 25th of January, 2025, I gave my mantle to my mother to use before going to bed. She had been suffering from severe waist pains, which made it difficult for her to walk long distances. She also struggled with insomnia, that is sleeplessness, and could only sleep for about 2 hours each night. That night, she placed the mantle on her chest, prayed, then moved it to her waist and back to her chest. And within a few minutes, she fell asleep. The next morning, she even felt sleepy when she woke up, something that had never happened before. I return all the glory to Jesus for this miraculous healing, and I also thank Bishop for leading us into these mysteries of the supernatural. Praise be to Jesus. The next testimony from Sister Equia, supernatural deliverance from masturbation. At a very young age of about 3 and 4 years, my mother would leave me with her friend who used to sell for the day. Now, because my mother's friend did not have much time, whenever she went to work, she would take me with her and leave me with a man selling car parts in the market to go hawking and come later to pick me up. Unknown to my mother's friend, this man would sexually defile me whenever I was alone with him. I felt pain when I tried to urinate, but I did not know what was happening to me, so I also did not inform anyone about it. My mother's friend stopped selling there after a while, but unfortunately, a seed had been sown in me. Again, at about 11 years, I visited my father's family, and some of the other cousins visited someone in the area, and I was taken along. Unfortunately, when we got there, the movie that we were made to watch was pornography. And after that, my cousins would let us lie down and practice it on ourselves. I left there when my vacation was over, but again, a seed had been sown. So when I went to senior high school, I would read romance novels and sometimes masturbate while reading. 3 or 4 years later, I again visited my father, and this time around, his neighbor was the one who kept my brother and I in a room and showed us pornographic movie and encouraged us to practice it. From there, all the seeds that had been sown started manifesting, and I started masturbating quite more frequently, and this continued until I joined Holy Hill Chapel. Despite my participation in the church and its activities, I could not stop masturbating. It was not frequent, but it usually happened after we had engaged in serious fasting and prayer season, when I was expecting a breakthrough. After engaging in this act, I felt dirty and ashamed to come before God. Eventually, I lost my confidence in Christ and kept absenting myself from church for long periods of time until the Holy Spirit healed me and brought me back. I kept committing it to God, but it kept happening periodically. One day, after I had absented myself for a while from the church, one of the pastors from the church called me and asked what the problem was. And by the grace of God, I was able to confide in him, and he prayed with me and gave me a book on breaking out of masturbation, and I read a book. Now, after this encounter, the act happened once more, but I never stopped praying about it. And people of God, I do not know exactly how or even when this bondage got broken, but for about a year, I have not had the desire or thought to even masturbate. The devil has lost his hold over me forever, and I am completely free. Somebody give Jesus a resounding clap. Let's celebrate his deliverance power. Father, I do not know how I will thank you, but I'm grateful. Thank you for all those you brought into my life to deliver me from this shame. Praise you to Jesus. Now, this is our final documented testimony before we take the live testimony. From Brother Felix, supernatural financial provision and business breakthrough after first fruit. After reading Daddy's book on 5 laws of supernatural prosperity, I gained a deeper understanding of the first fruit offering. So I decided to give my entire January salary as my first fruit to God and live on my daily earnings from my online business that month. However, as soon as I made this decision, my online business suddenly became stagnant. No money was coming in, and I was forced to start spending the money I had set aside to give as my first fruit. I became angry in my spirit and refused to accept the situation. I began engaging the kingdom mysteries I had learned from the book, including praising God to water my previous seeds and praying favor-provoking prayers. And people of God, a few days later, a client who had inquired about my business but never returned suddenly called. He begged me to reduce the price slightly so he could make part payment immediately. True to his word, the payment came through. Hallelujah. And then on Sunday, the 2nd of February 2025, I visited the church to give my first fruits, trusting God for financial harvest. People of God, Before I even got home, a student who had shown interest in my online class but had gone silent suddenly texted me, "Can I make part payment now?" I responded immediately, and within minutes, I received a mobile money alert. Now, that same day, a mentor whose daughter had been assisting also sent me money for transportation, something I was not expecting. And later, after visiting a couple, they surprised me with another financial blessing. So you can see chain of financial testimonies. And I see that happening in somebody's life tonight. She continues to say, "Shortly afterwards, two students enrolled in my online class and made full payment. And normally, people express interest but delay in making payments, and some never return. So I recognize this as the hand of God at work in my business. And a few weeks after, another new student enrolled and even made down payment that exceeded what I had asked for. God bless Daddy for his anointed books and for teaching us kingdom principles that unlock supernatural prosperity. I thought I would go through February without financial breakthroughs, but before February ended, I had more than my monthly salary. I give all the praise to God for confirming his word in my life." Let's clap our hands together as we welcome Sister Sandra. She's testifying about a seed of 3,000 Ghana cedis yielding a harvest of 40,000 Ghana cedis to the glory of God.
Pray without ceasing for supernatural manifestation. I want to thank God, the owner and builder of this great commission. And I also want to thank and acknowledge my parents in the Lord for giving me this opportunity to give this testimony. So last year was a milestone year for me as I celebrated my 40th birthday. It was the 28th of November 2024. And I had already made up my mind months before that wherever Daddy is, I need to find him. That would be the highlight of my day, to sow my seed and for my dad to bless me. Thankfully, months before or weeks before that, it was announced that it was going to be a Sons of the Prophet service that day. It was a Thursday. I had already planned to take the day off, and I was very excited about it because then I had the opportunity to see Daddy live and then sow my seed. So when I was going, I took my seed of 2,000 cedis. And because I was also not present for the Honor Your Prophet service, I took 1,000 cedis in addition and then sat through the service, and I was blessed with it. And there was opportunity after the service to sow my seed. And to be honest, Daddy really prayed for me that day. So I left very happy. Nothing much happened during the day. I had just went out with my friends and that was it. Weeks after, I had a meeting with a classmate of mine. And then when I was leaving, he handed over to me 3 watts of 10,000 cedis, which was 30,000. And then he was like, "Okay, I'm not giving you anything before." Hey. So he added another 10,000.
Hey.
I was...
Wow.
It's the biggest seed I've ever received. He gave it effortlessly, like it didn't mean anything to him. But I thank God for it. And indeed, it is true that when you honor the prophet, you receive a prophet's reward. Amen.
Honoring the prophet causes you to receive the prophet's reward, and it provokes supernatural favor. Is somebody ready to receive his portion tonight? Give Jesus another shout of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Want to sing about the name of Jesus and how we love calling it. Hallelujah. Jesus, oh, every day, 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 o
And thank you. We are standing here because of His love and mercy. I see blessings for now. Tonight, we look at a very important aspect of wisdom, and we are going to be looking at the seat of wisdom. The seat of wisdom, which is the mind. The mind. That's why I read that scripture. We don't only serve God with our spirit, we serve God with our mind. The Bible says wisdom is the principal thing. You have to understand that you cannot do anything without wisdom. We are told, by wisdom kings reign, by wisdom a house is built. So you can't do anything without wisdom. We need to learn everything about wisdom so we can maximize destiny. But wisdom has a seat. Wisdom has a headquarters. It operates from a certain point. The headquarters of wisdom is the mind. The seat of wisdom is the mind. So when your mind works wrongly, you won't walk in wisdom. The mind, or what they call the brain, but actually it is also the soul. Because your mind is in your soul. It's the headquarters of wisdom. If you can do well in life, wisdom, which is God's word, must find entrance into your mind and change the way you think. And change the way you think. The glory of your destiny is a function of wisdom in your mind. Because mentality defines destiny. The way your mind works defines where your life will end. The way your mind works define where your life will end. All your behavior is as a result of the way you think. All the five things I'm talking about. If a man is poor, the mind. Not discipline, the mind. So you need to package your mind in order to repackage your life. How far your mind goes is how far your life goes. As a pastor, I think beyond the church. And when I started thinking that way, I have so many connections with other people who are doing ministry who are not in my organization, because my organization is not the only place where Jesus is saving souls. I think beyond. And I think international. That's what took us from here to open churches around. Because I was thinking that there are people somewhere. Change the way you think. You are as your mind is. Proverbs 23:7. We have laid a lot of emphasis on the spirit, but your mind also matters. Thou shalt serve the Lord God with all your heart. Your heart is your spirit. And with all your soul, your mind. The way your mind functions determines how your life functions. So the Bible tells us, renew your mind. Change the old way of thinking. And your life will change its course. Proverbs 23:7. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. But the Savior cannot be different from the way he thinks. Helping another man cannot be different from the way he thinks. But you need a superior mentality. The old mindset is a defeated mindset. It's orangulous mindset. It's a rebellious mindset. It's a sexually immoral mindset. It's alcohol-liking, consuming mindset. You need a renewed mentality to go where God wants to take you to. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Take your time and meditate on this scripture. Don't play games. That's why you cannot open yourself to hear anything, watch anything, listen to it. Some of you, your phone belongs to everybody in the world. Any nonsense on your phone, you are interested. You will destroy your life. So the Bible says, keep your heart with all diligence. For from here, you live from inside out, not outside in. So anytime God picks a man and he wants to use, he will take him from where he is and take him to a place and download him to reload him. The mentality that Moses had at the beginning was a killer mentality. So they arrested him and they sent him out of Egypt. And he was there 40 years. And God removed all the old mindset. And he now gave him, instead of a killer mindset, he gave him a shepherd mindset. Many of us are in church, even leaders, we have killer mindset instead of a shepherd mindset. You carry that into your marriage, you are going to kill somebody. Are you carrying a killing mentality? God needs to train us. That's why we come to church every day. Listen, don't tell yourself you have arrived. All of us are still making progress. In the school of this kingdom, no one graduates. We only make progress. So it's a forever learning school. So those of you who just marry and you think that your wife will become a good woman, you are not serious. Or your husband will suddenly. That's why when you marry, you need patience. I'm coming from somewhere, we are coming from somewhere. We collide. Trouble, trouble, collide, trouble. We now need to function according to scripture. So I'm going. You will marry 21 and divorce all. Nobody came with an already made mentality. It's the word of God that makes us good people, good husband. I come from a good home. Okay. Your mind must be made to function well. You must have a functional winning life. Your mind must think in a certain direction. That's why when you are dealing with somebody and you see that the way his mind is, don't try to waste your time. You can't change a person until his mind changes. I tell you. Don't put it here. You put it there 200 times. Except you kill him and you'll be jailed. So now, tonight's teaching is important. Why is it that many people don't think the way of wisdom? Because the way of wisdom must be intentionally internalized. Wisdom is not automatic. When you come to Christ, you need to learn the way of wisdom. I'm not talking about education. There are many, many educated idiots in this world. They are the ones stealing the big money, and they are jailing those who are stealing 10 cities. They use their wicked mind to do wickedly against the people. Now, for God to be able to make good use of your mind, for wisdom to flow out of your mind, there are 5 obstacles you must defeat. These 5 obstacles, I'm going to note them on the board. Make sure you catch them. Obstacles to functional mind. Why some people's mind don't function well? Don't function according to scripture. So they don't do well in life. The mind must be delivered from these obstacles so it can function well. Number one, accepting the status quo. I was born like this. This is the way they train me. This is the way my world looks like. This is the way, you know where I'm coming from. This is the way we do things. No. Don't accept where society has put you. Break out of the box and stay where scripture puts you. If you think the way society thinks, you'll be defeated all the days of your life. Because originally, we are taught to think defeat. Don't accept where society places. 1 Peter 2:9. We are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a special people, that you may proclaim the praises of who has called us out of darkness. So where we used to be, the old mentality, function after darkness. So we need to come out. And begin to think like light. And it's something conscious we got to do. Psalm 139:14. I am an infant. This is the way we live. I'm a shanty man. This is the way we talk. Talk scripture. Change the way you behave in your village. Behave according to scripture. I am from the place of cannibal. We eat human beings though. The Bible doesn't eat people. Where I'm coming from, women are nothing. No, the Bible doesn't teach so. I will praise you for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. So you now begin to say that, and there's some place where they teach you are nothing. Human being is nothing. You are no. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. So when you begin to have scriptural mindset, there is a value on yourself. That's when somebody insults you in the street, you don't reply. You don't say, "Metra kwese mi yeshe." I was teaching that I was born in Ashama. Pastor. operating according to the old status quo. And then, you bet you I am. Listen, thank God this place is not a church. Maybe I'll go for communion. You are operating foolishly. Wisdom is not manifesting through you. With this kind of lifestyle, you can never succeed with God. Number two, overcome mental torture of the irreparable past. Everybody, before you became born again, you experienced some bad events. Don't let those events play in your current life. You see somebody say, all men are bad, all men are bad. Because in secondary school days, Laimomo bobolized her. Now, she can't come out to love, even though there are lovable people around. They said, don't trust anybody. My mother told me, don't trust anybody. Who is your mother? So you are destroying all your relationships. Everything that went wrong in the past must be forgotten so we can move forward. Now let me tell those of you who are always begrudging people, you have so, listen, it always causes you to mark time. Anytime unforgiveness, or you have somebody you have not dealt with, when you meet him, you can't laugh. It is stagnating your move with God. It's stagnating your move. The Bible even teaches that if somebody borrows money from you and he can't pay, let him go. You say, hey, you want me to digress? I will show you now. But some of you will follow them to the grave. While one of my sons, we were trying to organize something. We pay about $35,000 or $40,000. A car. The person have not brought a car today. I say, Charlie, let's leave him. You know something? You know something? The one doing that has blocked his own access to abundance. We are not the one that offended him. He's the one that offended us. The judgment is on him. The breakthrough is on us. Don't act as if the person doesn't give you that money, you will die. You won't die. The God that you have obeyed him will supply you abundance. The Bible said Jesus knew Judas was a thief, and yet he was an accountant. He stole. He couldn't finish Jesus' account. He now stole his own life. Don't waste time on what cannot be brought back. Today is better than yesterday, so push ahead. That boy you have not forgiven is the reason why you are not getting another fiancé. That business partner you couldn't forgive is the reason why the next breakthrough never show up. You think I'm joking? Everything scripture say is the wisdom of God. You if you like, take it. If you don't like, don't take. But don't expect that God can walk with you. Many Christians are living in 1972. In the past. Today is better than yesterday. That guy took that car. We are still driving. We are still driving. Push ahead. God will give you more. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. Remember not the former things. Mm-hmm. Somebody say, mm-hmm. You see, you don't like messages that you don't like. But I'm preaching. Me too, I don't like it. But God is saying so. The Lord told the prophet, go. Go to Osu and marry there. A prophet. Go to East Legon. Come to me. When you see one, send her home and don't let her go back. How many of you can follow? You see, our problem is our choice and our emotions against the choice of God and God's emotions. This is why many cannot walk with God. Papa John said, it is very, very easy when God tells you not to touch what you don't like. But what about if it is what you like? That's where the challenge is. Remember not the former things, in that consider the things of old. For behold, How many of you want to see new things that God is about to do? Somebody stole your Nokia 3310. 1995. Today, are we still using 3310? So he tells you, remember not the formatting, because I want to give you iPhone 16. How many can handle some new blessings? That's the wisdom of God. Remember, as soon as you are still holding on to the past, the iPhone 16 will never enter your house. Oh Lord, look at 3310. Say, my son, we are past. Wisdom. You see, when you don't think this way, behold, I will do anything. Now shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness. And I'm going to go through difficult times and break you through. If you can forget the past. If you can forget the past. Tap your neighbor and say, I'm moving forward. I'm moving on. I'm moving on. So anytime you remember it, your head is paining you. Proverbs 24:16. Think. Allow wisdom to flow through your mind. Well, righteous man may fall 7 times. Mm-hmm. He shall what? He shall what? If you lose opportunity 7 times, it shall come again. But the wicked fall by calamity. Micah 7:8. Oh, my enemy, rejoice not. For when I fall, I shall tap your neighbor and say, you shall arise. Come out of the past. Come out. Come out from that place. Don't rejoice over me when I fall, I shall rise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord. So, leave the past behind. Otherwise, it will torment you. God wants to give you a new husband. Here you are. Every 24th February, you remember when you received that text message says, relationship discontinued. And then you sit there and you start to cry. You have not moved on. You remember where somebody stole your phone. You have not moved on. You remember how somebody cheated you. You have not moved on. It affects your mentality and God can walk with you. When I sit in darkness, the Lord. Number 3, the pride of past achievement. Oh! 2025, we were the man in town. What has happened to now? Micah 2:10. Arise and depart, for this is not your rest. Whatever God has done through you, there is something higher. There is something higher. Some of you got one car. You don't come to Tuesday service anymore. Mm. There is something higher. You got one bourgeois business. Mm, now I'm busy. Whatever. Hey. I'm even better than those who don't go to church. He said, I don't come to church. I that I don't pay tithe. I'm better than those who pay tithe. Arise, for this is not your rest, because it is defiled. It shall destroy. Yes, with utter destruction. God wants you to always look forward with hope. The blessing of God is not behind you. It's ahead of you. Never behind. So if you have seen some blessing, Kofi, something higher. So in the school of the spirit, we don't graduate. We only make progress. Saturday night I was there. Prophet sent me a message about a vision he had. About God saying, I'm multiplying your angels. I say, God, I thank you. I thought I've reached somewhere. And so you have not even started. Don't ever think you have arrived. It leads to mental paralysis. Mental paralysis. We must continue to make progress until Christ comes. So those of you with one house, get ready for 7 houses. I didn't hear amen here. If you can pray for 15 minutes, pray for 15 hours. There is always a higher place. The day you tell yourself you have arrived, mental paralysis. It chokes your mind. And God says, this boy can't handle anymore. Number four. Comparison. Anytime you start to compare yourself against people, you get God angry. Comparison is the enemy of development. It confuses the mind. Press forward on your own vision. Don't get jealous. Someone is driving a Jaguar. You are riding Tico. If you continue to press micro, maybe by the time you have a private jet. Some people are not happy because somebody is happy. That's a bad way to live. It's not that something bad has happened to you. Nothing bad has happened to you. Somebody just shared testimony. It changed your mood. After church, somebody drove a car out of the car park. It changed your mood. Whether it was a borrowed car or whatever, your mood has changed. Oh God, since I came, whatever, whatever. It affects your mind. You can't think well. Instead of thinking scripture, you are thinking people. Don't be crippled by what others have done. God will do better with you. Somebody shall amen. Amen. How many of you say, I'm free? I'm free from my mind. All these things, people are carrying people, moving. So when they sleep, they don't see visions, they see demons. Don't compare yourself to anybody. I told you about my story of comparison, where that girl died. My friend's girlfriend. I was saying, oh Lord, why did you give that one to my friend? Where is my heart? God said, oh boy, that girl is about to die. My friend became a widow before he ever got married. And look at that, little student standing at 37 going to bury a fiancée. I will never forget it in my life. But I've never buried anyone. Shake your friend and say, wherever God has placed you, thank him for it. He's taking you far. He's taking you far. That must be your mentality. Because of somebody, you don't come to teach this service. Because when you come, you see the person. Is there the one to promote you? Because of that, also, I've left that church. You need chloroquine injection in your brain. Number five. This one is very dangerous. Strong belief in enchantment of witchcraft and evil forces. Ha, in my family, nothing works so. Nothing works. Pastor, you are preaching about wisdom, but there, our own is not wisdom, it's dumb ways. Everybody there is struggling. No. Strong belief. Everything, devils. Everything, demon. Where is God in your life? Where is God? Pastor, my family, women don't get married. Nonsense. Nonsensical. You are not the seed of Abraham. And I prophesy on everybody here. Any wrong thing connected to your family, tonight you are disconnected by fire, by fire. Numbers 23:23. There is no enchantment. See, everything you fear becomes a stronghold that holds you back. Macro, everything you fear becomes a stronghold that holds you back. They said that nobody can build a church without a loan. I say no. Somebody can build a church without a loan. Today, everybody is following. And I will never borrow. Business people, maybe what I'm saying may mean different to you, but I'm talking about my personal life. Numbers 23:23. There is no enchantment. Kabaliko toskapa. Or divination. I was preaching in an Angola. When I finished, a Brazilian pastor, he said, man of God, can I ask you a question? Are you from Africa? I said, yes. He said, I hear in Africa the witches fly. I said, you are not hearing it. You are not hearing it. Somebody lift on and say, there is no enchantment. Say it and believe it. They will do it too, but he's saying that, think in this direction, that the witchcraft backing you, the holy craft is stronger than witchcraft. The Holy Ghost craft is stronger than witchcraft. You are going to pray, oh, this is the way your mentality functions. So you don't settle with fear. I say, nobody built a church in circle. You don't want everywhere. 50 days, parakatoske, pelikatoske, palikototo katikatakaya. What would that? Even though wicked forces are responsible for setbacks, don't be crippled by that fear. Think beyond that. Your redemption in Jesus gives you power over such forces. Think above and beyond them and go forward. Don't give lazy excuses. 1 John 5:4. Whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the fire. Can I talk to somebody here? As I'm preaching, I see family curses being broken over your life. When nobody has reached in that family, you will not only reach, you shall overtake. You will go beyond and you will go above. You will go beyond and you go above. Believe. You see, it cripples your mind. No, this area is a no-go area. You know, nobody. No. We know witches are there, but I'm a higher holy craft. We have witchcraft, I have holy craft. Light will always be stronger than darkness. Think so. Otherwise, something will stop you. I said there are many things you don't pray, you think. Do you know your mind is a prayer warrior? You don't know. It's not only your mouth that prays, your mind prays. For I will do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think. So when you finish praying and you go to sleep and you are thinking stupid talk, your mind is praying against you. It is not only your mouth that prays, your mind prays. I pray from today, your mind will pray positive prayers. Positive prayers. Put your hands on your head and say, my mind is a prayer warrior. And may he pray the correct thing, pray the right thing. Oh, pastor said, everybody say, I'm the head and not the tail. And then he will say, then in his mind, Pastor, the force of me. Now, baby, I'm afraid here. Already defeated. Man, mind. Their mind is the seat of wisdom. Think well. Think prosperity. Think you will do well. You are married. Only one your child have never come. You have started telling yourself, oh Lord, who waba wa oye bonyiri mo bo. Oye bonyiri, my friend. When you come to, oh God, have mercy on your barren daughter. Ha! Because of 1 year. You've already categorized yourself. Mentally. I'm a very rich man. How many can say that? You see. I was trying to test you. Mentality. Many are poor in their thoughts. That's why you don't pay tithe. You don't even trust God. That if you give him 10%, whether he will leave the mentality with you. Think above and beyond African witchcraft. They are there. But they can do some people, but not all people. You are one of those that witches are not doable in your realm. They are not doable. That's the way. See, you allow the wisdom of God to control your thought. Don't allow the fear outside. The wisdom of God says there is no enchantment. Oh, God is talking, you are hearing devils. So, put your hands on your head. Say, Father, help me. Think wisdom. Think the way you think. Think the way. He said, rise up. He said to Gideon, he said, as one man, Kai, you will defeat the Midianites. Listen to Gideon. Gideon said, Lord, he's an angel. Have you been in town before? Do you know me? I'm from the family of Manasseh. When you check the poor people, my name is Lars. I'm from the poorest of the poorest. You see, the angel never listened to what Gideon was saying. He just looked at him and he said, hey, listen, go in this thy might. Go in this thy might. The angel, he didn't even make a comment about the nonsense the guy was talking. And some of you, I look at you with no shishi in your pocket. And I declare you are the next Melania that is going to redeem your family. I don't care about your nonsense. Mentality defines destiny. How many rich people came to church? How many sponsors of the kingdom came to church? All the ladies, lift your hands. You will give birth. Don't let any fear, whatever. You are not already married. You have started praying. Oh God. Oh God. Don't delay me. Don't delay me. Don't delay me. Do you talk to your leg before your leg moves? Do you pray before you lift your hands? So will you give birth without any prayer? I destroy the spirit of the fear of barrenness, the fear of I will not get a husband. I destroy that spirit. You are a woman because there is a man for you. You didn't hear. I say you are a woman because there is a man for you. Tell all the ladies, you will marry your grandson. Stop thinking wrong mentality. Hey, my type of man is not in the church. Then you are a man. Men are not permitted to marry, but if you are a woman, there is a man for you. Even that 73 obstacles to function. See, your mind can cancel prayers. They are at par. Change the way you think, and you will change the way you live. Therefore, your mind needs to be stirred. Stir the gift of God. How do I stir my mind as the seat of wisdom to think the way God thinks? How your mind works is very important. However, for the mind to function wisely, you need to stir it up. The mind must be stirred to think wisely. You need, so as I'm preaching, I'm stirring your mind. One day the Lord said to me, never say there is no money. Hey! I said, why? I can't tell fact anymore. He said, it's not a fact. The truth is that you have money in places you don't know. And you have money on the way coming that have not reached you yet. I said, oh. And then he said, anytime you speak, you are either commanding angels or empowering devils. All of them are waiting to hear, to move. Some of your devils are active. You feed them with words. It will never work. I will not live to be 70. Then the devils will say, hey, Charlie, stand up, stand up, stand up. Devils feed on negativity. Angels feed on positive. That's why even when you are on the toilet, be careful the way you say it. They are all spirit. The devil doesn't know all things. It is what you say. He may never even know that you are walking in fear until you utter well. Hey, this journey that we are traveling, Kumasi, are we going to reach? And they say, hey, go and stand at Nsewom Junction. When he dies, he won't be surprised because he has already said it. Be careful. Are your words empowering angels or feeding devils? Ask your friend for me. Your words? So if you just talk anyhow, that's why you see, your friends are important because the people you converse with, they show the kind of words you people use in your conversation. Be careful. Are you going to empower your angels or you are going to feed devils? Be careful. Be careful. And it's all because of the way your mind functions. Me, I know that any negative thing I say, devils will take hold of it and run with it. And run with it. The angels, there is a group of angels called the watchers. The watchers, they watch everybody's daily activity and they record. So sometimes when demons want information, they watch what the watchers are writing about you because demons don't know anything about you. That's why I said that, so that he that readeth may run. When they read it, they say, hey, every Amanda, this is what, Lord, you are planning about it. Let's now move. But tonight, I declare only positive words over your life. You shall be great. You will make it. You will do mighty things for God. You will be a woman of wisdom. You will be a man of wisdom. You will do exploits for God. The first thing that stirs the mind for wisdom is the word of God. The word, and that's what I'm doing. The word of God is the rod. You can't stir soup without a rod. That stirs. When you hear it stirs the mind, the dormant mind now becomes functional and active. And it is able to speak with surgical precision. Micah 6:9. The Lord's voice cried to the city. Wisdom shall see your name. Hear the rod. Hear the rod. That's the word of God. Hear the rod. Who has appointed it? God's word is a rod. So when they said your rod and your staff, they comfort me. God's word is a rod. Pa, 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 pa. Then it stirs the mind. Shh, 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 shh. Micah 7:14. Are you here or you have gone home? Say, Holy Ghost, help me to understand this mystery. That's why when you continuously hear the word of God, you can never be a fool. Oh, it's impossible. It's impossible. But you can come out of the university and graduate as a fool with master's degree. Because that place is human knowledge. Shepherd your people with a staff, the flock of your heritage, who dwell solitary in your woodland, in the midst of the camel. Let them feed in Bashan and Gilead, as in the days of old. Now, the word staff here in the old King James is rod. 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 The word of God is a rod for stirring your mind. That's why sometimes when you are listening to preaching, something spark up in you. Kind action. Positive action. Feed thy people with thy rod. Do we eat rod? So the rod here stands for the word of God. Tonight, let there be a rotting of your mentality. The rod. The rod. The rod. So the word of God, you listen every day. Open your mind to see wonders. And it opens your mind to operate according to the wisdom of God. Psalm 119:18. 119:18. 119:18. Open down my eyes that I may see wonders in the word. God's word is full of wonders. But until the mind of your spirit is open, you can't see. So read and read and read and read and read and read. Read Bible, read anointed books to stir your mind. To stir your mind. When I read a book, Smith Wigglesworth, he was in his house. At the top base, those days there's no electricity, they use lantern. And he heard somebody making commotion at the living room. Cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo. Wigglesworth carried his lantern. He came down when he saw Lucifer, devil was sitting in the chair, rocking chair. He looked at Lucifer and said, shh. If I knew it was you, I should have continued my sleeping. The devil didn't like it at all. The man didn't give him recognition. He treated him like nothing. And the Lord said, that's how you treat the devil. Tell your friend, don't give him attention. Oh. Don't give him attention to give that. You wake up small. Something, some small thing pass on your left leg. You start to name it. Paralysis. No. Just do like this in the name of Jesus. You go. Even when the doctors are giving the sickness a name, refuse to confess it with your mouth. The devil doesn't like when he is not recognized. Wicked sweat treated him like a little boy. And he didn't pray. He went upstairs and continued sleeping. The devil left. He said, this place, they don't respect people. From today, no respect for the devil. I say no respect for the devil. Lift your hand and say, Lord, stir my mind with your word. Stir it. Some of you, when we write a book, you will not read a book. We even do free book reading for you. So what are they saying? Your mind is dull. Every dull mind here, I see it becoming a superlative mind. Tell your neighbor, stir it with the word. Stir it, stir it, stir it. When you wake up, pick your Bible. Read one chapter, two chapters, three chapters. Not those daily, small, small daily devotions that you are reading. Read those ones, but come into direct contact with the word. With the word. With the word. They're staring. So as I was reading Matthew 21:11, I came in a place where they introduced Jesus. They say, is this not the prophet from Nazareth? And I said, ah, no wonder people are attacking the prophetic ministry. Jesus was a notable prophet. Oh, I'm going to prophesy. So the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth of Galilee. Somebody clap your hands for the Lord. That's how they introduce it. People want to attack the prophetic destiny of the church. The prophet from Nazareth. And I pray everybody here become prophetic. God will open your eyes in the night to see things. Your ears will hear things. You are going to feel things. Demons will come into your room. You will sense them up. You are going to become prophetic. What will happen to you in June? You see it like moving in your eyes. Number two way to stir the mind. Somebody say, Lord, stir my mind. When your mind is stirred, you become sharp. You become a man of wisdom. Meditation. Everybody say meditation. You sit in the corner and you begin to think through the word of God. Think through the word. I shall remember the Lord thy God. It is he that giveth thee power to make world. Whoa. Think through the word. Many Christians are like Akasanoma, choko chaka, they never be quiet. The mind is enriched with wisdom when we meditate. You think through scriptures. You have a problem. Sit down and think. After prayer, sit down. What's worth thinking? God will release solutions. You can go to your room right now and put a chair somewhere and call it thinking corner. When things get up, you sit there. You pick your Bible, you read more, and then you quench the light. Then you sit there and say, Holy Ghost, brood over my mind. Meditation. Psalm 119 verse 97. They said, how I love your law. It is my meditation all day. You can't think scriptures and act like a fool. Ce n'est pas impossible. Verse 98. You, through your commandments, that's the word of God, make me wiser than my enemies. Whoa! For they are ever with me. Meditation. You sit somewhere. You are not talking. Maybe you can play some soft music. And you are thinking through with your pen and paper. Then you begin to write. Many Christians don't learn meditation, so they are missing wisdom. What is meditation? It is the process of digestion, which leads to absorption and assimilation of the word. It's the process of digestion. Now, when you eat food, now let's say the banku you eat plenty doesn't do anything for you. It increases your toilet base. It is the nutrients you derive. So as the banku is passing through you, it's dropping something. So most of the things with 90% come out as toilet, if not 98%. Meditation takes the juice out of the food. It takes the nutrients. Yes, vitamin C, vitamin A, vitamin B. You may not see it. So when you meditate, you become wise. There are certain nonsense I will never do till I die. Because when I start thinking that when you chase a girl, your money finishes. When you have a girlfriend, your budget increases. And these days, they will take you selfie. When I start thinking without the Holy Ghost, I gain wisdom. Before you follow that sugar, that the wife will curse you. He doesn't need to see. He says, Father, in the name of any girl hanging around my husband. And all women whose husbands humanize, they know. The men think the women, they know. The women, they have some prophetic instinct. I tell you, even when you come from your girlfriend, the way you enter the house, ship, they may not tell you, but they know. Women are highly prophetic. I pray God will raise more prophetesses. Women are, the men there, we are just whatever. Think, oh, meditate before you do evil. And you will be wise. You see, to teach you wisdom. Somebody shout, I will meditate. And I will gain more wisdom. Mm-hmm. Meditation is reasoning or thinking through scriptures for revelation and direction. Proverbs 24:32. When I saw it, I considered it well, and I look on it and receive instruction. This is what I'm talking about. Before you chase girls, think. Receive instructions. And by all means, you'll be caught one day. When I saw it, before you steal somebody's money, meditate. Psalm 16 verse 7. Meditation works well in the night. If you want to be very wise, meditate in the night. When the season is cool, that's when great men wake up. Witches work in the night. Why are you sleeping? How many of you know the devil has some little wisdom? When we sleep, they are operating. It means there is something in the night season. Now look at this scripture. He said, I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons. You become wiser when you think in the night. Wake up at 2 a.m. and think through that problem you are going through. God will give you a solution. Wake up at 3 a.m. You can even lie on your bed as if you are sleeping. When your husband sleeps, you start thinking. Think in the night. Wise men are always awake in the night. In the night. The way of wisdom. You see, it shows you. Biology didn't tell us there is something in the night season. They say if you don't sleep for 8 hours, you are not normal. But I came to tell you, you are abnormal for sleeping 8 hours. The Bible and science, they do not agree. Sometimes. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber. Poverty is already registering people. Psalm 19 verse 2. Stay up in the night if you want to be wise. And do business in the night. Anybody receiving wisdom here? Day unto day utter speech. Night unto night reveals knowledge. Look at the board. Look at it. In the night, knowledge, things that are hidden, God begins to unveil them. Wake up at 1 a.m. Sleep early and wake up in the midnight. And say, Lord, talk to me. I need it. Before tomorrow 6 a.m., you must bring solution to this. Day on today, utter speech. Check it. When you decide to think during the day, summer, how can you think? Day on today, utter speech. Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. You want to be wise? Tell your friend, make use of the night. Warn him. Make use of the night. Don't sleep like anaconda. My wife is there. Me, I don't sleep in the night. Oh, no. You have to force me to sleep. I can let you sleep, I'll jump out. Because I learned wisdom telling me that Serious matters are talked through in the night season. And they say, Papa Kofi Lion, sana, sana. One day I said, go and ask that woman, are we part of the daycare? They are using microphone. Today on today, chaka chaka chaka, after speech. But the night, is anybody catching some revelation here? How many are becoming wiser? You see, wisdom even teaches you the time to study. God is too good. That's why if you don't go to church, you are blind. The time of the day where God releases wisdom, the night season. So in the night, when you sit down to meditate, you stir wisdom. Key number 3. If you stay in this church for long, you can't be a fool. Some of you don't know where we are drinking, kind. Praying in the spirit. When the church started, I said, speak in tongues. Some of you are just standing there like that. You don't know what you are losing. You see, the women, when they are going to give birth, they need fluid in their body. Otherwise, you can die and the baby will die. The baby needs water to swim in. Many people, their spiritual life, no water. I worship you. You are looking around. God wants to show you revelation. There's no water in your spirit. Me, I don't fall down. If you like, let an angel lay hands on me. Copper wire. You are not even a wire. Wood. Me, I don't cry. Men don't cry. You see, you don't know what you are doing. Jude 1:20. Building up yourself. Look at those who are anointed. Lifting hands. Jumping. Whatever. When people see Paul and Nietzsche dancing, they think he's joking. That's the flow of the oil. See, Papa, they put dancing this. Now, hear the way. Build yourself on your most holy faith. In other words, let inspiration arise as you speak it. You can't be wise without inspiration. You need to be inspired. And it is the spirit that inspires. And the vehicle of the spirit is speaking in tongues, singing, and making melody. Everyone here whose spirit is dry, may you be activated. 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 Somebody shout, Holy Ghost, inspire me. Pray in the spirit to inquire of God concerning matters. When you pray in the spirit with a matter in view, you tap into the wisdom of God to bring solutions. Let's go to number 4. Praising and worshiping God. Many of you traditionally have been taught, when we go to church and the preacher hasn't come, then we sing. When we go to church, the church starts with praise and worship. So you don't even understand what we are doing. Praising and worshiping God is a vehicle that fertilizes your mind. Fertilization of the mind. A happy mind is a functional mind. When your mind is happy, it functions. And that's one of the reasons why God created sex. But bad people have spoiled the whole thing. Because it's a stress remover. For the married ones. If you are not married, it's a killer. Killer for you. Killer. After what are you saying? I'm telling you the truth, my friend. One of the ways to fertilize your mind is joy of the spirit. Say joy of the spirit. All great men are joyful people. Papa the Apostle says, if you hear any message I wasn't loving, throw the tape away. Throw it away. Throw the message away. It's a bad message. The mind is fertilized to produce wisdom solutions when it is inspired. Inspiration comes when the spirit moves in the inside. The presence of God brings light in that place. And all this happens through songs. Job 32:8. There is a spirit in man. and the inspiration of the Almighty giving him understanding. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Holy Spirit, move me now. You sing songs and it inspires and your mind. You see that wisdom solution. Solomon the wisest wrote 1,005 songs. 1,005. Solomon was a singer. David, the Bible says he was wise as an angel of God. He wrote the whole book of Psalms full of songs. How the deep parted forth, the water so my soul, longing after thee. It's not about your voice, so just sing. You alone are my heart. Desire, and this is not choir. You was it. You are Lord, I'm a strength. Your mind is receiving lubrication. You are Lord. You are pacing back and forth in your room. You are Lord, man of God. Play me something. Play. How my heart is high. Can somebody join us? You alone are my help. The mind in a man of Shephelekete.
We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you.
Sit down.
We give you glory.
You are in your room. You sing. You are dealing with the problem, very difficult. You close the book, you start to sing. The portals of heaven begin to open.
You are the Lord.
You are dealing with the difficult issue. There you go, like,
Mebo.
When you sing like this, your mind is
prepared.
Let me show you what happens. In every atmosphere where people can't think through, demons have filled the atmosphere. When you start singing and the presence descends, like spray, atmosphere is clear. Solution. That's why every wicked person's face is very straight. Good thoughts don't go through their minds.
Aye, you say now, offer man, what are you?
Practice it. You see the level of wisdom. Wait a minute. So sometimes, get a little tape in your room and let it play. Get a little tape. Sanitize that for you. Wherever demons are, wisdom don't flow. Some of you, when we are singing and you become emotional, you think it is wrong because you don't know. When we are singing and you break down on your knees, you think something is wrong. Nothing is wrong. Heaven is downloading on you. Heaven is downloading stuff. Where do you see mighty miracles? Where there are songs. Where there are songs. And you know miracles is the work of wisdom. What wisdom is this? That mighty word, Mark 6:2, miracles are signs of wisdom. The church ought to be taught. Some of you never sing until Sunday we sing for you. The seat is broken. Number five, the mystery of the communion. Now, wait a minute. Many don't know this one. The communion opens your mind. After the death of Jesus, two disciples were on their way to a city called Emmaus. On the way going, they were discussing, that prophet said when he died, he was awake. What happened? And then Jesus joins them. And he said, what are you talking about, guys? They say, hey, are you the only stranger in Nazareth? Didn't you hear about the man who was doing mighty deeds, miracles, and he died? Now, let's continue from 13 because of time. Luke 24, 13. Now, behold, two of them were traveling that same day to the village called Emmaus, which was 7 miles from Jerusalem. Follow me. Don't take your time. They talked together all these things which had happened. Mm-hmm. So it was while they conversed and reasoned that Jesus himself drew nigh and went with them. But their eyes were restrained, so they did not know him. You see, there are many things God wants us to know, but we are blind. Spiritual blindness. Continue. Mm-hmm. So they are going, they are talking. Jesus is talking, they see him as one of the strangers. And he said to them, what kind of conversation is it that you have with one another as you walk and you are sad? And he said, then one Cleopas answered and said, are you the only stranger in Jerusalem? Have you not known the things which happened there in these days? So Jesus joined the conversation. He said to them, what things? So they said to him, the things concerning Jesus, who was a prophet, mighty indeed, where God and all the people. Verse 20. How the chief priests and so they were talking about his death and resurrection. Let's go to 26. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? 27, quickly. At the beginning of Moses, and he expounded to them all the scriptures concerning himself. Now watch out, verse 29. They drew nigh to the village where they were going, and he indicated that as if he's going to the other side. And the people said, no, please, it's getting to the night. Can you join us so that we find a place for you to sleep? Verse 29. They constrained him, saying, abide with us, for it is towards evening, that the day fast spent. And he went into to stay with them. Now watch out from here. And it came to pass, as he sat at the table with them, that he took bread. And you see, the mystery of communion is very dangerous. Those of you whom you don't come to Tuesday to eat communion, you think you're all right, eh? Now, I will show you different places in the Bible. The only way they recognized Jesus was by communion. 3 places in the Bible, by the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses. This I don't care generation. Look at what he did. And a man resurrected from dead is still doing communion. He took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them. Then their eyes were open. The mystery of communion is a wisdom stirrer. It stirs wisdom. So today when we lift the bread, it's not snack. It's not snack. If the university to start sharing communion, all the Bonlawa students, they will start doing well. And when I say, they say, oh, this one is not in the curriculum. Oh, wow. Then their eyes were open and they knew him and he vanished from their sight. So mental blindness is cured by the mystery of communion. Today, when you take the communion, you'll think like a professor. I say you'll be thinking like a professor. But we eat it every day. Look at verse 32. And they said to one another, did not our heart burn within us? You know, when I read some scriptures, I feel like crying. Whilst he talked with us on the road, and when he opened to us the scriptures, many things are hidden. The key to prosperity, hidden. The key to long life, hidden. The key to sweet marriage, hidden. People are suffering because they are blind. As they took the communion, man of God, their mind opened. Lift your hands and pray to God. every area where you are struggling. Father, today by the mystery of the communion, open me to wisdom. Open me to wisdom. Open me to wisdom. Open me to wisdom. I won't be a fool again. I will not struggle again. Open me to wisdom. So from today, you take your communion in your room. You are reading, you don't understand. Then you say, Lord Jesus, this word they gave me in my office, I can't solve the problem. Lord Jesus, you break the communion. Bam! It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same effect. The same effect. Wisdom. Their mind is stirred for wisdom by the mystery of communion. Hey, the communion is an illuminator. It's a mental fertilizer, an eye-opener of the mind. It opens you to the wisdom of God. Smith Wigglesworth died at 86. They asked him, do you have any doctor? He said, no. Are you on medicine? He said, no. He said, I take communion daily. A plumber, he shook the world. Wow. People come and argue. I take communion daily. Hi. Lift your two hands and thank him for revelation. Businessmen, you need this. Students, you need this. To stir your mind. To operate at a higher level. Women in the house, you need this. So when they give you 100 cedis, you can use it to cook soup for 3 weeks, my God. By the wisdom of God. Son of God. Where are the girls? So they receive wisdom to keep their husband for 55 years. Hey. By the wisdom of God. The prosperity that is coming to you, your children will come and chop it. Your children's children. You know, today you have money, next time, because of foolishness, you are begging. By wisdom, a house is built. Have you bought a plot? Lift your hands. Say, Lord, help the seat of wisdom to function very well. Understand that the more you use your mind, the more your mind is open to divine wisdom, the better your life becomes. The more you can do, the more you accomplish. There is a prayer I want to pray. Everybody lift your hands. Now I command every spirit that blocks my mind. Put your hands. We are going to pray that prayer. Please, don't speak in tongues. I want you to speak those words with surgical precision. Sometimes we just pray and we don't know what we are praying. I want you to pray this word on the board and pray it from within. Ready, go. Every spirit that has blocked my mind from the wisdom of God, I command you, clear up my mind in the name of Jesus. I now have the mind of God. Pray again, pray again, pray again. Every mental blockage that has brought poverty, sickness over my life. My business is not working, mental blockage. As a student, I'm struggling. Your business will have gone very high. Every mental blockage. The name of Jesus. You are a seamstress. Nobody is bringing anything for you to sow. Well, you are sowing nonsense. I need wisdom. Let the seat of wisdom be activated. Let the seat of wisdom be activated. Oh, Shaka Toske. Braka Toske. Tell that devil to clear off. God will show you how to make money. God will show you how to have wisdom. By wisdom, a house is built. Le Paraka Toske. Epatatatata. Pray every spirit that has blocked my mind from accessing revelation. Some of you are looking for a job, but there is a job right with you, but you can't see. Every mental blockage. You are sitting in a job, you are looking for a job. Are you praying? Can I tell you? 7 days after this ministration, some results you are about to produce. Some of you will start your own company. Some of you will start doing certain things that will bring you major breakthrough. I command every mental blockage, every mental blockage, every mental blockage, come, the system. Father, let my mind work. 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 As a man thinketh in his heart, help me to think success. Help me to think victory. Help me. Every wrong thought that is not helping my life, block it. Block it. Block it by the wisdom of God. Let your word fancy my mind. Renew my mind. Everybody lift your hands. Lift your hands. There is a confession we are about to make. Confession. There is this confession. What you say is what you become. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And I've already taught you. Anytime you are speaking, two entities, all of them are angels. Fallen angels, current angels. Angels of God, devils. You speak negative, they carry it for you. You speak positive, they carry it for you. Somebody say,
I declare.
From this time.
From this time.
That wisdom is my portion.
That wisdom is my portion.
As a child of God.
As a child of God.
Say it like a prophet who is prophesying. Don't say, this is no romance. Something is turning in your brain right now. Let's go back again. Say, I declare.
From this time.
That wisdom is my portion.
It's my portion.
As a child of God.
I receive it now.
Because
wisdom
is justified
of his children.
Say, according to God's word,
wisdom
would make my faith
to shine,
and I will never know shame,
and I will never know shame
or reproach
forevermore.
Next portion. Say, my mind
is functional.
It is loaded
with divine wisdom.
I can bring solution to complex problems. Say it again.
I can bring solution to complex problems.
Repeat it again.
I can bring solution to complex problems.
I win all my battles.
By the wisdom of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is
somebody
Lord.
Sharp.
Hallelujah.
My mind is functional. What you say is what you get. My mind is loaded with the wisdom of God.
Loaded with the wisdom of God.
This is the place I want you to repeat. I can bring solution.
I can bring solution.
As you are saying, your body is hearing you. You are no more than I cannot do person. I can speak. Let your body, soul, and spirit.
I can bring solution to complex problems.
I win all my battles. By the wisdom of God.
By the wisdom of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is Lord. Somebody shout and jump.
Hallelujah.
My mind is functional.
My mind is not a dead mind.
It is not a dead mind. My mind is not dead.
My mind is not dead.
My mind can produce a millionaire. Say it.
My mind can produce a millionaire.
You are talking about yourself. Don't think you are talking about somebody. You are the millionaire that the same mind. The same mind that couldn't produce 1,000 Ghana in a month is about to produce thousands of dollars. The same mind that couldn't stay with a man is about to catch a man for 65 years. The same mind that couldn't start a business is about to start a business that will employ us. Now let's mention the last part. Say it like a warrior. Go, let's go.
My mind is functional.
It is loaded with the wisdom. I can bring solutions to corporate problems. I will win all battles by the wisdom of God.
Hallelujah.
Congratulate somebody for me. Congratulate somebody. See the way he loved me. See the way he cared for me. Are you dancing?
You also got me. You know they carry me in the veil. See the way you love. See the way you care for me. Carry
me in the veil.
Like a little bear.
Tonight, when you go to sleep, God will bring you revelation. The more happier you are, the more your mind works. Get yourself happy. Tonight, angels are coming with ideas. Don't be quiet, sing a song. Lubricate your mind. There is a spirit in mind.
So you can see everything brand new.
Ayaga yogo. Can you give three wise men and women a high five? Three of them. Don't count more than three. Sit on the neck of your enemy. Sit. I see people who have no job. They are about to create jobs. Your mind is going to be more than Elon Musk. Elon Musk. You are going to think higher and further. God is going to fertilize your mind. No student here will ever fail any paper anymore. Somebody shout amen. Lift up your hands. Stand on your feet. Come to the altar. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Anybody? You are not saved. You are not aware that if you die, you go to heaven. Stand up. Give your life to Jesus.
Thank you for listening to this message from Dr. Kwadwo Boateng-Bempa. We believe your needs were met and every word will keep you in closer fellowship with the Holy Spirit. To further boost your finances, love for souls, the word, and most importantly, your faith.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For enquiries, please call +233 2676760 55. +233 2676760 55. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.